It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out, episode 358. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. So, want to talk about guests?
Sure. Let's talk about guests.
Let's talk about guests, baby.
Thanks for the laugh. So we got some feedback last week regarding our guest, Dana Wexler. And it turns out that a lot of you had some very strong feelings.
She was a bit polarizing for some people.
And we heard a lot of things that were not available to us prior to the interview. One thing that I want to make very clear is that two groups were said to have kicked Dana out for, quote unquote, no reason. And after hearing from numerous people, I just want you to know that that is not true, that there are two sides to every story. Mileage Maniacs in particular had a lot of feedback, and there were steps that were taken. Changes were asked to be made. Those changes were not made. And Mileage Maniacs needs to keep things safe for people. And as does the OPP.
Right.
You know, it's how can I say this? It actually takes quite a bit to get kicked out of the OPP. And so for you to have broken rules on numerous occasions to get kicked out is actually pretty egregious.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And that's, I'm not trying to be
we
rude
don't
about a person
that's... disparage a past guest either. But,
no.
But yeah, some people were definitely hot about that. And seemingly for valid reasons, and we just wanted to know, we hear you. There are certain things that we don't really have a way to know until we know them, and so
so,
anywho,
on to happier topics.
Yes. So with the things that are less polarizing, this week's guest, Ben Shapiro.
No, but I do appreciate that so many of you guys still listen.
Yeah.
Haven't had my inbox lit up like that in a long time.
Feel free to say hi about things you like too.
That's okay. You can totally send me a message about things that are you just enjoyed. I love those. I love those.
It's like anything. Nobody stops by customer service to say that checker did a great job.
No, and I will also say 99% of the people who reached out to me were very nice.
Yeah.
They were. It was not blaming.
They weren't like, you're a piece of shit. It was like, hey, did you realize?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And
which is very, very nice.
It is. It is. So thank you for being so kind and nice. And we appreciate you. And we do have a good we have a guest this week who I thoroughly enjoyed talking to, and I believe you all will enjoy as well. And this week we are talking to Bonnie Smith, and I very much enjoyed this conversation, and I think you will as well.
Awesome. And what, pray tell, else do you have in store for people this week?
We have a lot. Man, it was a busy day.
Oh my God. It was like every time, like, how we structure the show is you get all the topics and then you send them to me and then I put them in order.
Yes.
So I'm the one who stacks the topics in the order that you're hearing them. And it was like every time I was like, the list is done. You're like, here's three more things. Son of a bitch. List is done. Here's two more things. Well, dang it.
Yes, it did go like that. I was like, knock it off, Peloton. But we are going to talk about what Peloton has added to its Amazon offerings. We are going to talk about their Webby awards that they were up for. Not to mention, there's lots of sales going on. We also have a visit from Dr. Jen. She is going to talk to us about how to find the right mental health therapy that you need. And we also have bunches of instructor updates, not to mention a London marathon recap and artist series. There's some competitor news I don't think you're going to want to miss. Very interesting things that I haven't seen in a while. And of course, content.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that, shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. That is super helpful. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/theclipout. And what do you get for your $5 a month? Well, you get an ad-free episode. If we get it early, you get it early. And you get like a whole other show every week. We do another 20, 25 minutes about just topics that we didn't have time to get to in this show. And sometimes we'll give you some behind-the-scenes scoop, things like that.
Yes.
This week, we'll tell you about the next big celebrity guests we have coming up.
Yes.
We will reveal that in the Patreon. So it helps the show. Obviously, that there's a lot of expense that goes into things like this, and all the articles helps fund that. Like, you know, that also has a cost attached to it. So we really appreciate the people that are kind enough to throw $5 a month our way to help kind of underwrite some of that stuff. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/theclipout, where you can watch these shows. And of course, don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/theclipout. Like the page, join the group, and you can sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com. So there's all that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
For a year or more, I guess, you've only been able to purchase the bike and bike plus.
Mm-hmm. First, it started with just the bike, right? And then it went to the bike plus.
And I guess, could you get the guide on Amazon?
Yes, you
okay.
could.
And then you could get
apparel, accessories.
Accessories and stuff. But you have not been able to get a tread nor a row.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can.
You sure can. So it's a couple of things I thought were interesting about this. Number one, we still don't have the Tread Plus on Amazon.
Why do you think that is? Because it's size?
I think it's ginormous. Yeah. I also think that it takes, I think the delivery aspect is a lot more complex because it's so heavy. And because I also think that there is a potential that maybe these Tread Pluses are not necessarily in locations that would make it easy for Amazon to distribute.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I truly think it's more about the size of it than anything else. But could be wrong. But it's also interesting that Amazon will put it together for you. So when we first saw Amazon go on board, we listened to the earnings call. And Barry had said specifically that it would be a little bit before the Tread and the Row were on Amazon, because trying to figure out a way for it to be delivered and to have a video for people to be able to put it together themselves.
Right.
Well, it seems that they have just kind of bypassed that option, because delivery is included with your Peloton Tread and with your Peloton Row.
Interesting.
Which I thought was very interesting. Also, there's only a few reviews up on Amazon thus far, but both products had excellent reviews as far as the delivery experience and the assembly experience.
How do they already have reviews?
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Did they sneak them on there and not announce it, and so, people bought a couple?
Yeah, they actually did. The other interesting thing is they don't appear to be available in every city. So people have been telling me that they'll go in and try their zip code. It's not coming up. So I don't know that Peloton expected or wanted the whole world to know about this yet. Sorry, you should tell me you don't want people to know.
They know that we exist.
I know. The other thing is that when they put it out on Amazon, it was a little hard to find. It's only because I search for things all the time that I found it. If you go to the Peloton, at least as of the other day when I originally found it.
Amazon is always in flux.
Always. But when you went to the Peloton store, these products are not listed.
Interesting.
But if you search for them,
Amazon does that a lot. I see that a lot with music releases. So I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show, but I'm a big fan of the Monkees.
What?
Yeah. And
this is brand new information.
And when the Monkees put out a new record, for the first time in 30 years.
Yes.
The way the Monkees fandom found out was Amazon listed it for sale and actually got out in front of the record label, and people were like, what is this thing called Good Times, which is the name of the record? People were like, This is this? A new record coming out this year, and it's not a best of. Like, nobody recognized any of the tracks. We're just like, what the holy hell is happening? And, like, so it is not uncommon for Amazon to do that.
Well, so it could just be a little bit of a timing issue. I'm not really sure. I didn't go back and look again today to see if that had changed at all. But it is possible. It's also possible that they had some tests where they put it out there. Mm-hmm. They had some people try it out, and then...
Yeah.
It kind of went from there. Either one of those two things could have occurred. I don't know. Or they could just be putting up reviews from people who had already bought one. I don't know.
Yeah. But if you have $3,000 worth of Amazon gift cards burning a hole in your pocket,
here's your chance.
This is your time to shine.
Yeah, it is.
We talked recently about how Peloton was nominated for a Webby Award in the health and wellness category.
Yes. And actually, they had two. They were up for two.
Okay.
And they got one.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
And they got the award for the Shaunta May video that they had done.
Awesome.
So congrats to Peloton. It's called Feel the Wind, the Shaunta May Story, presented by Peloton. So it's the People's Choice, People's Voice winner.
So everybody went and voted.
I mean,
It's Peloton.
Yeah. It's what we do. Tom?
Yeah?
I don't think we ever said the bingo.
You're right. We didn't say the bingo.
Should we say the bingo here?
Let's say the bingo here.
Bingo. It is bingo number one this week is Bradley Rose.
There we go.
Continue.
Okay. So refurbished bikes are back on sale.
Yes. So, and when you say back on sale, like, for a lesser price. It was Peloton just like threw out some sales this week.
They are sale crazy.
They really are. So it's like $400 off to buy a refurbished bike.
Yeah, it's like $995.
Yeah, $995. And if you want the bike plus for a refurbished amount, that is $1,595. So both of them are excellent prices.
I wonder how many people that are like, I could use a second bike. Or just like, yeah, just get a refurbished one. Like, right?
I don't know. I think if I mean, obviously you don't ride the bike, but if you did, I totally would be down for that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, because then it would save us from having to constantly change the positions on the bike. And I think that would save a marriage. I really think it would.
Well, that's why I don't use Peloton. I'm saving our marriage.
Right.
You're welcome.
I mean, you could use the row. You could use the tread. Neither of those have any kind of settings that you have to.
What if I'm using it and you want to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Save the marriage. I've saved the marriage three times. Four if you count the guide, but nobody does. And you know what? Speaking of the guide, it has new bundle options.
It does. Yeah. Now you can. First of all, I have to talk about the app. Because the app is also, or do you want me to flip it? Talk about the app first.
Yeah, let's flip it since I skipped it by accident.
So the app now is on sale. You can get 3 months for the price of one. So that is on all new subscriptions, limited time offer. That is its offers is going to end on May 14th. So if you have anybody in your life that's looking to do it now, because it's going to go away.
And of course, there are new bundle options.
For the guide. Yes, there are. And this is all about the weights. So the guide remains $195.
Oh, is it selling better than I thought? There's a weight?
But then you can add on weights. And when you do, those weights are on sale. The bundles.
Oh. W-E-I.
Yes.
Weights. Okay.
Yes.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So coming up after this, we're going to talk to Dr. Jen. We've had Dr. Jen on the show now for years.
Yes.
Years and years of licensed therapeutical advice. That's a word now.
Okay.
Okay. And
I'll go with it.
And maybe you've thought, I'd like to get myself one of them there therapists, but I don't know where to start. Well, she's going to have tips for you on how to find a therapist for yourself, what you should look for, the steps you should take. She's going to tell you all about that coming up next.
Getting the Psychological Edge with Dr. Jen.
Joining us once again via the magic of ZoomTube is Dr. Jen Mann, licensed marriage, family, and child therapist and sports psychology consultant. You may know her from VH1's Couples Therapy with Dr. Jen or VH1's Family Therapy with Dr. Jen or her long-running radio show, The Dr. Jen Show. She's written four best-selling books, including The Relationship Fix, Dr. Jen's Six-Step Guide to Improving Communication, Connection, and Intimacy. It's Dr. Jen. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. We have a question for you from one of our listeners who wishes to remain anonymous. And
well, those are the good ones.
This is a good question. This person says, life has been a whole lot to handle lately. I work a high pressure full-time job. I'm an active parent to kids who have tons going on. And my partner recently went through a health crisis that has required a lot of attention. I'm having constant and serious anxiety about forgetting things and dropping balls. And since keeping up with my house and family schedule is exhausting me, I'm ignoring some of my own nagging health issues, physical and mental. I'm very close to having some sort of breakdown and I know I need help, but I'm not sure what kind or even where to start. And the thought of figuring it out makes it worse. Psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, counselor, mental health coach, what steps should I follow to get myself the help I need?
Okay. Well, she kind of read my mind at the end, because the thing that jumps out at me on this is you need to have your own support. You need your own therapy. You need your own person, because and the irony, and I think a lot of particularly moms will relate to this, is that when you're so overwhelmed, when you have so much on your plate, when you're so stressed out, there's a tendency to be like, I don't have time for therapy. Like, I can't, I don't have an hour to spare. And if you're not doing it virtually, then I also, the drive there and the drive back, which is a whole other, probably, let's say a half hour either way, that's another hour, which, by the way, is also why I really like virtual therapy. It's not just for COVID. Virtual therapy really like kills it when it comes to convenience, privacy. Like, you can do therapy in your car. You can escape your family that way. I've done therapy with people in bathrooms, in closets, on floors, like you name it. Like, you have to be creative. But I think
I would think
really
therapy would help them come out of the closet.
Oh, Tom.
What?
Yeah, sometimes that's necessary as well. But that said, I think that therapy is really going to be important. We'll call her Jane Doe.
Okay.
So Jane Doe, I think, really needs to get therapy. And I understand why it's completely overwhelming to think about, like, how do I find a therapist? I happen to have a post or two on my Instagram specifically about how to find a therapist, but I'm going to give some tips right here and now to kind of keep it simple.
Okay.
First of all, I do not recommend life coaches. They are unregulated. They are unlicensed. They don't have to take specific classes in law and ethics or dealing with suicidality or like all kinds of things that are really important, especially when you're dealing with very significant life issues. So I recommend a licensed person. If fee is an issue, then I recommend an intern. An intern is someone who, in order to get licensed, you have to do 3,000 hours under supervision. During that time, you're generally not paid. You work with someone who has at least 2 years of experience, and that person supervises all your cases. So you're basically, for a way lower fee, usually based on your ability to pay, you're getting the eyeballs of someone who's new, who's studying the stuff, who's really excited and enthusiastic about it, and someone who's been licensed for 2 years or longer and has the experience to oversee your case. So it's a great way to save money. If you want to know how to find a person like that, Google whatever area you are living in and mental health clinics, and you will probably have a lot of options. A lot of clinics do virtual sessions now, which makes it a lot easier, especially if you've got a cost issue and a time issue. In terms of therapists, yes, it can be very confusing. Clinical social worker, marriage family therapist, psychologist. To me, what matters less about the title, because any one of those kinds of people can actually help you when it comes to therapy, is that you interview them, that you do that on the phone. You don't have to pay to talk to someone on the phone to get a sense of, is there chemistry? Come at it with a list of questions about what is their specialty? How much experience do they have? Do they offer sliding scale fee? Are they willing to reduce their rate for certain kinds of clients? anything that's specific about your life and what you're dealing with? Do they have experience with that? So those are important questions to ask. I always recommend meeting with three people if you can to see which feels like the best fit. Sometimes you walk into someone's office and you're like, this is the perfect therapist for me. I felt so comfortable. They really challenged me. I totally opened up and great, match made in heaven. You can cancel the other two appointments. Other times you walk in and the person who your best friend was like, this is the greatest therapist ever. You just don't feel the chemistry with. Yes. And so there are a lot of good therapists out there. Unfortunately, there are a lot of bad therapists out there too. But even within the realm of good therapists, you're not necessarily going to feel the vibe with every one of them. So you need to make sure that that person is the right fit for you.
I would think I would think it's a lot like dating in terms of like, just because they're not a good fit for you doesn't mean they're necessarily bad. It's just not everybody's for everyone. Yeah.
Exactly. And like dating, someone can be great on paper, but you just don't feel it. The chemistry is not there. And therapy is no different. It is like a date in that way, that sometimes there's just something that you can't put your finger on that just is like, yeah, I just don't feel comfortable in the room. And you got to trust that instinct. You got to trust your gut on that. Regarding the feeling of overwhelm, I don't blame you. You have a lot on your plate. You've got a demanding job. You've got kids who need you. You've got a partner who's going through a medical crisis. So I think regarding the organization of it and your anxiety about forgetting something, look, I'm obsessed with to-do notes, to-do lists. Like I have them everywhere. I have like little pieces of paper, like everywhere, like you can possibly like look in my home. Like I have like a main to-do list, then I have specific to-do lists. And I think that coming up with a system that works for you, and when you're overwhelmed, it's hard to do that. I love paper. A lot of people love electronics. Ask your friends, like, how do you keep track of things? What are the to-do apps you use? What are the to-do lists you use? And just ask around, because you kind of need to experiment with different things, because also that can affect your sleep. That I actually remember reading a study a number of years ago where it said that people who keep a pad of paper and a pen by their bed at night get better quality sleep, because we have that tendency to wake up and be like, oh, I that thing I have on my to-do list, I totally forgot. Oh my God, how am I going to make sure I don't forget it tomorrow? If I go to sleep, I might forget it. Write it down. Make sure that you write things down. So I think that that's important. And then I also think that kind of coming to terms with when you have the high pressure job, multiple kids that need you, a partner with a medical crisis, you're going to feel a certain level of anxiety and overwhelm that's kind of normal and expected. You do want to manage it and figure out kind of what you need to do in terms of therapy and self-care and exercise and being sure you have nutritious food and you get enough sleep, of course. But there's going to be a certain amount of anxiety that probably is not going to go away completely unless you start using some serious drugs that you shouldn't be using at a time like this to just can numb out and not be present at all. But then that creates a whole other host of problems that you don't want. But you're human. So of course you're going to be anxious and overwhelmed with all of that.
Yeah. So don't do that part.
Do not drugs or drink through this or act out in that way. Understand that a certain amount of this is really normal and understandable and expected, and that kind of we have to almost embrace it. You know, it's kind of like when you're going through grief, it's like you can't be like, I'm sad. What do I do about that? Sometimes you just have to be sad to kind of go through it.
Yeah.
Although she does do drugs, we'll have a question for next week.
So sounds great. I am prepared.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all of that. Until next time, where can we find you?
You can find me on all social media at Dr. Jen Mann. Two ends on Jen, two ends on Mann.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Instructors in the news.
We have a first ever class type.
We do.
And I'm not going to lie, I am stunned that it took this long.
You and a lot of other people.
Yes.
But hey, it's happening.
But it's happening. Now, I don't mean that to complain. I'm glad it's occurring.
Me too.
But I'm really surprised it took as long as it did.
It is on May 7th, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern, a 30-minute Jewish American Heritage Month class with Jen Sherman.
That's great.
It is fantastic.
I am, you know, here's the other thing I feel weird about. Like, I obviously, like, I'm familiar with many Jewish holidays. I was not aware. I've never heard anybody talk about Jewish American Heritage Month.
I will be honest, neither have I. And I don't know if that is because it's been celebrated and I'm not aware of it, or if it's because the Jewish people that I know don't talk about it.
Right.
Or if it's just like some people will be like, whatever, you know, and so they just don't mention it. Or if there's some other reason, like, could it be that it just started? Like, that can't be a thing, right? That,
it seems unlikely.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the only other thing I can think of.
But then I'm also like, how have I never seen anyone share? Yeah, I see all sorts of Black History Month.
I know.
Whatever.
I know.
And like, how have I never seen that? Like, so I don't know. But that's great that they're finally doing that. And hopefully we see more of that stuff.
I hope so.
Mayla Wedekind is back on the schedule.
She is. She will be back for the London Calling event that occurs at the end of June. So it's like June 29th. She will be back in the studio after having her baby. She's also having a book event because don't forget, she just released a book only in German.
Gotcha.
So all of that will be taking place during the London Calling event at the end of June. Welcome back to Mayla. I mean, we'll say that week, too. So,
Bex Gentry has joined the New York Roadrunners Set the Pace podcast, their official podcast, as their permanent co-host.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
That is a big deal.
You know, their last co-host was amazing and a runner and like a huge deal, Meb. And now she's going to be on there all the time. I don't know if that's like it was his time to leave. I don't know what the goings on that occurred behind it. I shouldn't even speculate because I don't mean that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's awesome news for Bex and congratulations to Peloton. That partnership just keeps paying dividends.
Absolutely, it does. You know, if you want to ride with Christine D'Ercole, and who wouldn't, you can do that.
Yes. So Christine is doing a really cool event that is a special opportunity that you can ride with her. It's called Ride United. It's the 2024 event. It takes place May 17th and 18th in Michigan. While Christine is participating in a 100-mile ride, you too can see Christine while she is there. After her speech that she will be doing that one of the nights there, she is going to have a dinner, and then you can have tickets and you can register for those tickets if there are any left at this point, because it's already been up for a few days. But you also can be part of the ride itself. You can do the ride. And if you're like, there's no way I can ride 100 miles
or keep up with Christine D'Ercole,
that's OK.
I was like, is she riding at half speed?
I know. Right? Well, I run with people, too, but I don't really run with them. You know what I mean?
First thought was like, this sounds really cool. And then my next thought was like, that seems like a complete waste of money. Yep, there she is, driving away. Yep, that was fun.
Well, you can also ride the 25 miles, the 50 miles, or of course the 100 miles. So it's cyclists of all skill levels, and it from novice to seasoned professional. So can you keep up with them? Probably not, but that's okay. Be your chance to do something for an amazing event. I think it's cool. Also, the entire community is going to have a chance to be a part of it, whether you're taking the ride or not. There's going to be a special Power Zone training that will occur, and it is going to be CDE and Jackie Sankata teaming up together to put together a 4-week training plan specifically for your selected mileage in the ride.
So there's an article over at theclubout.com just recapping the London Marathon.
Yeah, it was a really cool, very special day. Five of our instructors from London participated. Four of the instructors were from London. One was from the U.S. Kristen McGee also ran, but she obviously lives in the U.S. Hannah Frankson and Jeffrey and then Ben and Leanne all ran. It was a pretty darn special day. That was Kristen McGee's first ever marathon that she completed.
Nice.
And all of them finished in less time than I will. That was Jeffrey's second marathon of the week. like the second one in 7 days. And it was Leanne's first marathon. They Ben and Leanne were raising money for breast cancer research, and they raised over 50,000 pounds.
Nice.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone at the race.
We're right.
They just did. Them. Those two. Crazy. And Hannah Frankson, she kind of decided to share with us last minute that she was doing it. She seemed to have a great time. As you might remember from last week, she was the face of the London Marathon twice.
Right.
And this was her first time running it. So all of them did amazing. And I have to say that my favorite moment of the day was Susie Chan posted videos of all the runners when they went by, all of the and her instructors. But there was a very touching moment when Leanne ran by and they saw each other and Susie gave her a big hug and they were both crying. Like, it was, whoo, yeah. Why are you laughing at me, Tom?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you are. I know. I'm a softie.
You are a soft touch. Coming up after this, we're going to tell you about the latest artist series. It's somebody who's back for the very first time. I'll explain. If you're looking to avoid carbs, it's always a challenge trying to find bread that fits in with your keto lifestyle.
Right, because you want to make sure that it tastes good and you want to make sure it has good ingredients. So I think Hero Bread does both.
Especially when you're in the store, you are overwhelmed with bread choices.
Yes.
And I've had other breads before that claim to have low net carbs, and you are certainly sacrificing taste, texture, size.
Yes.
None of that with Hero Bread.
No, because sometimes on the ones that have the low net carbs, they have like no substance to it.
It's like eating air.
It is. And Hero Bread actually really tasted good, and it felt like a solid piece of bread. Like, I did not feel like I was giving up something.
I was surprised at how big each slice of bread was. Here's the real test of a piece of bread. I didn't make a sandwich with these. I just had toast.
Which you love, because you have toast almost every day.
I do. It was the best textured bread of this sort that I've ever had. And if you're doing the math, it's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and high in fiber.
So don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order.
Go to hero.co and use code TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at HERO.CO.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series features Fred again. Whatever that is.
I don't know.
Fred again. And then he has two periods after his name.
He does. Yeah. What is that about? I thought it was a spelling thing the first time I saw that.
I think he just really likes to see a red squiggly under his name whenever he types it.
Well, I will be honest, I don't know much about him, but I do know that we are going to see his music among 13 different classes, including 3 new lane break classes. It's going to be a walk, a run, and a ride. In addition to that, I also saw here that there is a little playlist we inserted in our article over on the Clip Out. So if you haven't heard his music, here's where you go to check it out. But apparently he's a big deal.
If they're doing 13 classes with him, then one must think he's a big deal to somebody, but yes. I've never heard of him.
Me either.
But I'm an old guy now.
I know. Me too. I mean, I'm not a guy, but
well, yes.
I'm old, so.
Checking out the competition.
Best Buy has been facing a lot of challenges as shopping habits change over the last 10 to 15 years. People buy more and more of their technological equipment from Amazon and things like that. And they've been doing a pretty good job of navigating that storm, unlike Circuit City.
Yeah.
But they also have something called Best Buy Health, which I was unaware of until this article.
Well, that's why we wanted to include it. Helper B Nikki brought this to my attention, and I thought it was super fascinating. So apparently Best Buy, like, they purchased a company last year, and this company has a lot of health things going on. But the biggest thing is that the company that they bought and now has become Best Buy Health is kind of like the Geek Squad, but for health. And the idea is people that can't leave their homes for all kinds of reasons can still get health care.
They said it targets people who are aging in place. So, mm-hmm. in, so I think the thought process is that instead of maybe people who are getting near to needing some sort of assisted living community, trying to stave that off for a few years by using technology.
Yeah.
And so like maybe they come in and help you set up blood pressure monitoring, or, you know, or they'll also do things so you don't have to call your kids all the time, like yeah. help you set up your iPad,
yes.
or help you know the difference between posting something on a Facebook wall versus sending someone a message.
yeah, I've got some family like that.
But all sorts of things like that. It's fascinating.
It is. I love this concept. And yeah. The specific thing that the article says is that it consists of solutions geared towards helping customers with age-related issues, fitness technology, and even prescription fulfillment and medical device-related tech. They have actually been working on this for the last 3 years. So I think this is amazing. And given that Best Buy has been going through a little bit of a redirect the last few years, I think it's actually a really good thing that we haven't heard about this, because I think it means they're growing slowly and right. steadily, and they need to be able to be healthy. So
this sounds like a very complex thing to take to scale. So you probably do have to take some baby steps, walk or crawl before you walk, sort of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was intrigued.
Well, yeah, well, I'm not getting any younger. Sage's Cycling has laid off its entire workforce.
I was so surprised.
What's the difference between laying off your entire workforce and going out of business?
Well, I think that they are probably, it says that the company is appearing to edge closer to ceasing operations. So I think that's the plan, but I don't know.
Right.
But either way, the big difference would be you're getting paid versus you're not getting paid, or you have the option for the company to still do like some kind of package with you versus the doors are closed, everyone gotcha. Left. I'm not saying what will happen because I have no idea. But if you just closed your doors and went away and never talked to people again, then nobody's getting anything, right? The fact that they laid everybody off means people could come back. Maybe they file for bankruptcy and they do a refresh and then they bring some of those people back. Right. It gives them options, though.
What is Stages Cycling? That name means nothing to me.
Oh, it is. It's a cycling company that like...
I had figured out that much.
All right. Well, guess you can figure the rest out. So I thought that it was like, you know, another one of those like, all I can think of is SoulCycle. There it is. The yellow gotcha. One. I was like, the yellow one.
Snapchat?
Yeah. Yes. It's another Snapchat. It's another one of those cycling places. And they had, you know, their little boutique
like
places.
Boutique cycling.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All over. And so, yeah.
New content.
Bingo number three.
Number two.
Number two. Bingo number 16.
Bingo number two is Ally Love.
Okay. I didn't forget.
Thank you.
Like last time. So it is time for the TCO Top 5, where you tell us your favorite classes of the week, and then we categorize them and tell them back to you for people that want to try something different.
We do.
So number one, favorite Peloton ride.
Okay. So May 30th, 2021. So we're going back in
Whoa.
Time. I know.
Do it before it gets purged.
Exactly. A 45 Power Zone endurance ride with Christine D'Ercole. And Karen Smith says that this is a perfect class for days when you need to take it easy, but not too easy. Mm. She says she used it as a long active recovery. It was entirely in zone two outside of warm up. Loved it. Get it before it's gone.
Number two, favorite Peloton walk.
Okay, so this is from this year, April 11th, 24, a 30-minute at the club walk with John Husking. And our very own helper bee, Nikki, took this class and loved it. She said it's so much fun. He's built it around a hen and stag party. Oh, the British. There's an imaginary baby with a pacifier involved, but he's having such a good time. He literally skips on the treadmill, not the baby, John Husking.
Okay.
If this is...
please don't put your babies on a treadmill.
That's right. If this is a preview of what Ben's stag party is going to look like, because John will be involved in that, he's in for a heck of a night. This class is a guaranteed smile, and spoiler alert, it's listed as a walk, but you can definitely run it. Hosky gives call-outs that support both walking and running.
Okay. Number three, favorite Peloton outdoor walk run.
Okay. Also on April 11th, a 30-minute outdoor walk and run dropped with Andy Spear, and Sonia Norman loved it. She said the playlist was really fun. The walk intervals were 80s sing-along type songs, and the run intervals were EDM mixes of 80s music. I haven't been able to run for a couple months due to an injury, and this workout was a great way to get outside and back into running.
Number four, favorite Peloton row boot camps.
All right. 20-minute tag team row boot camps with Adrian. And 4050 is loving them. She says that she's enjoying the tag team row plus classes. Last week, she did the Emma and Tunde classes. Looking forward to coach Matt class in her stack today and Andy this Wednesday. The classes are fun and effective, and it's a great intro to the boot camp style classes. And it's nice to see the instructors interact.
And finally, your unstackable of the week.
All right. Featuring Olivia Omato from April 12th. It was a 45-minute classic rock ride. It was David Stimber says unstackable, unwalkable, unmovable, anythingable. Just slowly die while pedaling for 45 minutes, then stare at a wall and sit in a cardio buzz for the next 3 hours. Holy cow. She looked so kind.
And if you want to do research so you can submit to next week's TCO Top 5, let's take a look at this week at Peloton.
Okay, so first of all, we have a 60-minute groove ride with Emma Lovewell. And I don't know that I've seen a 60-minute groove ride. So this takes place on April 24th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And then there's also a full body stretch with Hannah Corbin, that is. It'll be a 20-minute full body stretch, and that is already on demand. I'm really excited about this new class type, the intervals and arms.
Yeah.
Katie Wong is the instructor for these classes, or at least this first one. And the first one is happening live on April 25th at 6 a.m. Eastern. Yes, it's really that early.
It's been a long time since we've seen 6 a.m. classes, isn't it?
Well, I don't really take bike classes anymore, right. So that could be why. But we do see bike classes at 6, but not every day.
Gotcha.
And they're not always 45 minutes. Like it used to be every day at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And so that has not returned. But hey, we have rowing at 6 a.m. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever had a row that early, to be honest. Oh, no, we definitely have, because that's when they do the row boot camps with Adrian.
Gotcha.
So those are at 6 a.m.
Ah. And then finally, there's the Earth Day one.
Yes, yes. And so there's going to be new English, German, and Spanish Earth Day classes with Charlotte, Dennis, Jermaine, Kira, Mariana, Nico, and Tobias. And they are all on demand.
So we had a new scenic class added. This sounds pretty cool. Not cool enough for me to do it. Calm down. But they've added a scenic run for the New York City Marathon.
Yes. And there's actually a total of like 7 classes.
Right. So you can break it up in chunks.
Well, so they have let me draw it out for you. There is one class that is dropping that you can take uninterrupted. That's 150 minutes long over the entire New York City Marathon course. That is the longest class that has ever been on the Peloton platform ever. So that's number one.
So if you finish the marathon in that time, you're Matt Wilpers?
I guess so.
Okay.
Well, actually, you're better than Matt Wilpers because he finished it in like 3:02 or something. Oh. Well, he finished the Boston, I shouldn't say. So I'm not trying to besmirch him in any way. Right. Like if you finish in less than freaking 3 hours, like you're amazing.
Right.
Okay. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
But also they have broken these up into separate classes that are each instructor is like breaking out a class. They're 30 minutes long and they're different pieces of the New York City Marathon that also just dropped. In addition to all of that, they have like just like these one, you can do them in distances. So there's like a 1 mile and a 5 mile piece of it that you can do. So there are definitely different ways to break down these scenic runs.
Right.
I am so excited, though, to see a 150 minute run.
So could you conceivably take do the entire marathon as a scenic run, or is it like compressed somehow?
It's not compressed. I think it's just that like they had a drone or something. I don't know exactly how they did it,
right.
But they filmed it the entire route. So in theory, if you did the scenic run, it's going to end and you will be done, but you're not obviously moving as fast as the camera is.
Okay.
You'll do the whole route, but not at your, like you can run it when however fast you want.
Right.
And you're not really doing 26.2 miles.
So if you did, you might watch it two or three times.
Yeah. That would be about right.
I was just curious. Yeah. I was just curious how that would work, but that's cool.
It is so cool.
And especially since you're going to do it, you can get an idea of what you're going to see when you're out there. So I know you don't, I'm sure some people, they want the surprises.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. I'm a little bit on the fence. Like I want it, but I also don't want it. I'm a little scared to know too much, you know, but I think it might be helpful to see like what the hills look like and things like that.
For sure.
To be able to mentally prepare for it. Since I live nowhere near there, I can't really just, some people like run the course over and over again, you know, and obviously I can't do that.
No.
So
in case you missed it.
So we introduced a new article type this week, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's kind of a roundup of just smaller stories that don't necessarily necessitate full articles, but we still think you should know it. So we're going to pound through those real quick for you.
We are. Okay. So first of all, Asian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month is kicking off on Friday, May 10th at the New York studio. There's also going to be a special event that day where Emma, Katie, and Aditi are going to be there sharing their heritage and cultural experiences. So that's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. We also have Allie Love doing some TJ Maxx-ing.
Yeah. She is now repping, I guess, TJ Maxx. So you can buy her outfits there.
And there's a sale in Sunkissed apparel?
Yeah, so it's like stuff that's from last year.
Gotcha. I guess.
Or, yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
And Matt Wilpers has a post-marathon recovery. I guess if you're recovering, then it would be post-marathon by virtue of definition.
I don't know that you can really call surfing recovery. Most of us wouldn't, like, we would call that a workout.
Yeah.
But Matt's like, yeah, I mean, of course you recover with surfing.
I mean, if you can run a marathon in 3 hours, then yes.
Okay. That's fair.
And we have Peloton, some university spirit stuff.
Yes. So the collaboration is still going, and now there's a new reel that dropped, and there's University of Michigan athletes doing athlete things. So maybe another partnership? I don't know. It was kind of weird that it kind of came out of nowhere.
We also have a murder mystery adventure.
Yeah. So last week at the London summit for all of the different Peloton London instructors,
right,
they had a murder mystery. They had one over in the US as well.
Gotcha.
They did one in London.
The difference between an American murder mystery and a London murder mystery.
Oh, dear.
They solved the London one.
Sing.
And then finally, we have some more Peloton nutrition stuff popping up.
We do. So Kendall is doing an event with that Dan Churchill guy that I still don't know who he is, but they are going to be doing a live nutrition event, and you can make a reservation to be part of it. He's a chef. I do know that much, but I just don't know anything about him.
And we have a new Peloton apparel collaboration, this time with Ford and Wyatt.
Yeah, which I've never heard of. Not shocking. They're probably fancy. But
I think it's a law firm.
Sounds like it. But it's cool because it's just in time for the American Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've already passed up the London one or not. I know it's like
March.
It happens in March, right?
Yeah.
So this is just in time for the American Mother's Day. But it's like raising legends, Peloton Mama, you know, Mama, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's very much like the shirts that say Mama Bear on them. That's what they remind me of, like the same font and everything. So if you're into that kind of stuff, that's totally up your aisle. I also want to mention, though, Peloton just today announced for this weekend, mm-hmm. there will be a 40% off sale the entire site, and it's called a friends and family discount. So Ooh. You've been looking at, had your eye on some things, this weekend could be the weekend.
Peloton birthdays.
It's been a few weeks since we've had a birthday.
It has.
And they are come roaring back with founder and former CEO John Foley, who celebrates a birthday on April 28th, followed by Chelsea Jackson Roberts, who celebrates a birthday on April 30th.
Happy birthday to both.
Happy birthday. And coming up after this, we have our interview of the week, Bonnie Smith. So sit tight.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Bonnie Smith. Hey, Bonnie, how's it going?
Sunny.
Well, glad to have
a rainy day. Yeah.
It's a rainy day there?
It is. Perfect podcast day.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. How did you originally find Peloton?
Right before the pandemic, my father-in-law, he's a huge cyclist, cycled across the United States. He comes up to us and says, you girls need to try Peloton. We're like, we cycle and stuff. So Corey, my wife, he bought her one for her birthday. We got it here and we were like, okay, you know, she took a few rides and she's like, you're going to love it. I'm still skeptical. I was like, all right, let me try it. So I get on there and I'm like, I love EDM music. The first person I find is Ben.
Oh,
and I'll just love him.
Yeah.
Yes. All the bangers. So I started riding with him. And then what happened was I wanted to be on it every day. So then we had one bike and then I had to wait. I couldn't wait. You know, I was like, oh, let me find out. And then I started, you know, researching whoever other instructors that had the type of music that I like. And yeah, that's how we got our first bike in the family.
Your first bike. Okay. Now, how many bikes do you have now in the family?
I have two. How I got the second bike was I was using this bike a lot. I had a road bike because I used to love to ride on the road. I said, I'm going to sell it and get my own. So here's my own with my own headset and everything because I want it really loud. And I got some lights in here so I could get the whole feel. Yeah, got my own bike. And then I started trying different ones out. We found the Turkey Burn. We got the bike in November. We started riding with Robin and Ben, and Corey really liked Cody a lot. And I like him, but I prefer different style of music. Ate up with it for sure. Both of us.
So do you have two bikes, a bike plus, two bike plus, a bike plus and a bike?
What's your combo?
What's the configuration?
We have two bikes and a treadmill. There's a story behind the treadmill. Well, we had the bikes and then the pandemic came and I got injured. When you get injured, it changed your life. So I had to have back surgery. I really couldn't walk. I started to walk around the house and use the app and started walking with people. Never really had used it before because I had the bike. I found some of the same instructors were on the treadmill. So I started walking with the app first and then asked for a treadmill for Christmas so that I could train. So then I found Marcel was doing the Shamrock and she was going to be in Virginia Beach. I started training with her, Matt Wilpers. I mean, just really like the long runs on Sunday and just Olivia. And I did run with Jess King just because of her music. But when I was getting serious about running, I went more for the running, the runners in the group. Then I trained for that and I got to meet Marcel. And she was amazing. And when I went to go run, I just feel like at the starting line, she knew who I was. It was just, it made it so fun to be able to run knowing that she was going to be running behind me once she got everybody started. So, you know, you had to pick up that pace. But I ended up doing a PR for myself. I will credit Peloton for that. The training and the overall go out there and do it.
Well, they get like 20% of the credit.
You still did it.
I did the work, yes. And I used that incline because in Virginia Beach, they have this sneaky 4 to 5 mile where you go up. It's not up, but there's a wind tunnel. So I was ready for that because of the resistance training. So I wouldn't go under a 2.5. But just having that moment of meeting her, and it was her birthday. It was a lot of fun. And she was everything that you want when you meet an instructor.
Yeah, she's super nice in person. She's doing the Shamrock again this year, isn't she?
She is. And yes, I already bought the run. However, I opened a studio. So have I been training? No. But if she's there, might have to go out there. Might not get that PR, but it's always fun. You know, Jess King was just here in Virginia, and I had to make a hard decision. Do I do my business ride, or do I go meet Jess King in Tyson's Corner? And I had to obviously do my business, but there was a fine line right there on that decision. Like, do I shut the studio down just so I can meet Jess King? Because that she came pretty close.
That's funny. So you just casually dropped in there that you opened your own studio. But like, there's, I understand, a whole story behind that. And Peloton was at least somewhat involved from the standpoint of inspiration, I believe. So tell us a little bit about that.
That transpired pretty quickly. We're riding our bikes, running, and I thought, well, you know what, let me go see what it's like to ride with people again once the pandemic lifted. So I used to spin like 10 years ago. So I found my spin instructor at the Y that's still there and asked her if she'd be willing to let me shadow her, because I felt like this would be something. When you're on the Peloton platform, there's so much inspiration. You can start your own business. You can do anything that you want to do. I even have my Aubin journal, The Hustle, that I use and highly recommend it to anyone that wants to manifest or just write down things that they need to do. So you got all this positivity coming at you. So you can do anything. I was like, I can do this. Let's see what it's like. I went with her, and then a Schwinn certification came up close by in DC. So I went up there and got Schwinn certified, met some people, checked out the bikes, and then became an instructor at the YMCA while still working a corporate job. I would do the Tuesday morning ride. It was more of an endurance base because I really liked that. At this point, we weren't coming off the bike because I created a bike boot camp there. It got really big for me. There was an opportunity to do a Wednesday evening at 5:30. So I started out with 30-minute HIIT, which turned into my CrossFit background, my lifting. Let's see what it's like to come off the bike, right? And lift some weights. 15 minutes in, we'd come off the bike and then we'd get back on. And then that grew into, well, I want more. So it was 45-minute ride with coming off the bike, sometimes twice. So I had this whole platform at the Y that allowed me to create what is now CyclePath Fitness. The timeline on that, so that was pretty quick. Let's see, 2023, I ran the Shamrock.
Okay.
And I got a certified to be an instructor, started the Y program. Actually, I started the program before I ran the Shamrock, because once I had the injury, I realized that I needed to figure out what I wanted to do with myself. And that was huge. Do I want to stay in the corporate world? What do I want to do? Time is, you either figure out what you want to do. So I got certified, and then I did the Y program, and that kept building. And then Corey decided that she wanted to go back to CrossFit in April of last year. She went to CrossFit and she ended up meeting up with one of our older, not older, but a CrossFit coach that we had named Matt Shannon, who always, when we trained with him, would love good playlists. So, you know, I'm building playlists and I'm like, I said, why don't you come to the Y? Because everyone thinks, you know, the YMCA is whatever it is. It's community and it's fun, but they don't have, I can't say that they have the quality bikes, but it's still a good time. He ended up bringing the owner of CrossFit Hooley, Fee Atkins, to the ride, and she did it. And they both enjoyed it so much that we started talking about how can we put that into the CrossFit community? How can we get spin in the CrossFit community? Now we're talking like June, July. And I was like, well, I met the guy from Core Fitness that sells just Schwinn bikes. And he told me all I needed was four walls and a good sound system. So she had a space. I decided to rent it. Now we're talking August now. So August, I decided that we were going to make this plan of opening a studio. She came and we figured it out. So I'm renting a space inside of a CrossFit box, which is wonderful because I have different types of athletes that come. You get your CrossFit athletes that love the endurance, and then you've got your people that just love spin, but we do come off the bike. And so that's how we opened December 2000, 2023. We've been open 3 months.
Well, that's awesome. And then you have like the built-in foot traffic of people who are fitness enthusiasts. Like that's got to help from a marketing standpoint. You kind of have a captive audience. Absolutely. Coming yeah. through all day, every day.
Yeah. Well, CrossFit Huey's been wonderful. Fee invited me into her world. She gave me this opportunity. I train with her and she rides my metal rides on Tuesday nights. I get to move her and then she moves me differently. It's a wonderful relationship and one that I'm very grateful for. Absolutely.
Now that you're teaching spin, does that have any impact on your enjoyment or usage of Peloton itself?
Well, when I walk my dog, I do enjoy walking with Jess King because she has EDM. And yes, I do try to ride at least once a week because that's a training for me. And I need that because even though you're the instructor, there's so many endorphins going and there's time, there's music, there's whatever we're doing. It's a different than getting your butt kicked on the Peloton. Yes, I do try to make a point to continue to ride once a week. I know there's a Jess King EDM hard playlist or that she just did, and I'm looking forward to maybe doing that tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun. Does doing the coaching and taking Peloton classes, does it kind of change how you teach your own spin classes?
No, because I do bike boot camp. We come off the bike either two or three times. We either do upper body, lower body, and then core, or just mix those two in. And then I do it's called Psychopath Fitness. So I have a ride called Placebo, which is the endurance phase. So it's 45 minutes of hell. I do moderate, hard. And then on the metal night, it's moderate, hard AF, which is one of my biggest classes. I mean, the harder I push people, I think the more they love it. You got 45 minutes and you want them to have that experience of great workout. And do I credit Peloton for the inspiration and maybe how I may come across as if I can do this, you can do it. I try to inspire other people. Live your life, live your best life, go out there and do it. Is it once you take that step? Yeah, it is life changing. My whole life has changed. It really has. But I do credit Peloton. And I will always go back to Peloton when I need to get my ass kicked. Or I will see Fee once a week at CrossFit Huey for that type of inspiration as well.
You should classify the intensity of your metal classes by, like, instead of like hard AF, you should be like AC/DC, Metallica, Slayer.
Oh, definitely. I should. I started to say that turning the right is rougher instead of heavier. I've been secretly told that my new nickname is Brutal Bonnie. So,
what about other classes on the Peloton platform? I know you mentioned that you do the walking. Do you do any of the other classes at all?
I'm a big Rebecca Kennedy fan for stretching.
Okay, that's great.
He does amazing things with calves and things, all the things that I need for what I do. Huge fan of her.
That's awesome.
You have two bikes and you have a tread. Is there any interest in a rower?
We have a rower. We have a concept rower.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
we're set.
You got all the things.
Yeah, you do.
All the boxes have been checked. So I think it's interesting that you're doing that in a CrossFit studio, because it seems like in some elements of CrossFit, like, there are CrossFit people out there who are definitely purists that they don't want anything else, or they actually frown upon it. Did you meet any resistance in that community locally?
Oh, absolutely not.
That's great.
My biggest fan base is incredible, and it's the CrossFit athletes from Huey. And Fee's been great. Her husband comes to the metal rod. Actually, my first original founding member, John Henry. Love John Henry. Incredible energy. You look at him and you would never think that he would take a spin class. He loves it and he antagonizes me, and it works out great for everyone. No resistance, and they continue to come. And I'm going to add a zone ride on a Saturday, because on Saturday, CrossFit, they have their open gym, and then there's an opportunity for them to flush out from the weeks. And we're going to do events together as well, crossover event where people can ride and then CrossFit. No, it's actually been really very, lots of support.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, on the Peloton side, who is your favorite instructor? Should I guess Jess King? Is that your favorite?
Absolutely. I love her. And when I first saw her, I was like, okay, red hair, she's fun. But she creates this atmosphere, like with her Jess King experience. I mean, you want to be on that. You want to be live on that. Has she called out my name yet? No, but that's my fangirl fantasy. I'm trying to wait once I get to a milestone and then I look for, you know, the ride, just like everybody else does. I just missed my walking milestone and I wasn't live, but it's okay.
What is your leaderboard name?
Pedal for the beat drop.
I sense a theme.
I need to explain that. Absolutely. So I know when she sees that, she's going to be like, that's my girl right there.
She's going to be like, that's my people.
Yeah. So Jess King, if you're watching this, I'm a huge fan. And if you would like to come ride, I have two bikes. You can DJ from me while I instruct if you would like. So you're always welcome. Hyundai's welcome too, because Hyundai gives you that smirk in the camera and you know you're about to die.
That's true. She lets you know.
I would think you would have Kendall in the mix because of your metal love.
I do. I have taken her metal rides. Yes. I absolutely love her metal rides because it's intense. I mean, you're at a very high resistance. And by the end of that, you probably do feel like Brutal Bonnie has gotten you. So yes, definitely love metal rides.
What is your metal of choice? Is it like kind of like classic metal, like Metallica, Megadeth, that era? Or is it like drift into the newer stuff?
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
And we just did a ride and it was so popular that another group that couldn't make it at the 515 asked to do it again. So I've gotten to do it twice, which anyone out there wants to ride Rage, I'm your girl.
It would be hard to teach a class of Rage Against the Machine fans because they won't do what you tell them.
You know what? Let me tell you something about that. It's an endurance-based ride. We're mostly in the saddle. But about 15, 20 seconds, I tell everyone, okay, we're going to turn that resistance and we're coming out. Because I said, I know what y'all are going to say out there, and I feel it. So, yes, they're not hitting me, trust me. But I don't give them that opportunity. So I have the resistance turn before they can say, I won't do what you tell me.
I guess you could always play the radio edit, but that's so lame.
Yeah.
I worked at an alt-rock station in the 90s. Whenever that came up as like the radio edit, I'm like, well, that's just such a dumb version of that song.
It just takes all the bite out of it.
Right.
It does. Oh, agreed.
I did a ride at Lightning Rod, and there was air guitar and drums going. So, but the difference between working at the Y and working, having my own studio is that I can say the F word and I can play all the songs. I did test it at the Y one night. Said, this is the night I'm going to be fired. I told the group before, I said, here's some explicit lyrics. And when those words were dropped, I tried to say, okay, turn the resistance or yeah.
You're going to be saying that a lot. Oh my God. I can't even imagine what the resistance would be at by the end of a Rage Against the Machine song.
Yeah.
That'd be almost as bad as like increase the resistance every time he makes a political statement.
What about music licensing when you own a studio? Like Peloton has had so many issues and they've had to do so much work with licensing. I know it's different when you're in your own gym, but I also know there's still things you have to deal with. I'm just curious if you have any words of wisdom for anyone out there that is looking to start their own gym.
Well, you can get a Spotify account.
Okay.
And then you pay for that. I build most of my playlists on Spotify. I feel safe with that. And I pay the fee for that music. Everybody's getting their credits. And Spotify is wonderful for people that aren't really creative with playlists as well. I'm living for the beat drop is who I am on Spotify. And I love a playlist. I love a good playlist. It's always that beat drop.
Do you have any advice for people just entering the world of Peloton?
You want to make the ride your own. You get on and then you have the resistance and the cadence and you go on. You find someone that you relate to and have a good time. I mean, you cannot not have a good time, either if you enjoy the music or you want to laugh, or, I mean, there's rides for everyone. There's recovery rides, there's emotional rides, there's mental health rides, there's everything. Women empowerment rides. I would say just do it. I mean, it's so fun and it's so addicting. I mean, I know I have two bikes and a treadmill, so yes. Highly recommend.
Awesome. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Before we let you go, remind everybody where they can find you on all the social media platforms.
You can check me out at psychopathfitness.com, on Instagram, Psychopath Fitness, Facebook, Psychopath Fitness, and TikTok, Psychopath Fitness. So come unleash your psychopath that you have deep down inside with a live ride and a great workout.
And if people are unfamiliar with the area, where can they find you locally? Like what area geographically?
I'm in Newport News, Virginia, in the city center area, which is Virginia Beach. If you got Richmond, you got Virginia Beach. I'm right in the middle. Please come and check me out. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next time, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalDOKeefe. They can find me on other socials and the Peloton leaderboard at Clip Out Crystal.
Why are you laughing?
Because you got to pee.
I do got to pee. You can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Find the show online at facebook.com/Clip Out. Thanks for listening and keep pedaling.
And rowing.
And running.
Bye.
Bye. Set yourself.